So, good morning, everybody. We're here with Cole Caulfield this morning. Just as a reminder, please raise your hand virtually if you have a question. Just un petit rappel à tous, veuillez lever votre main virtuellement si vous avez une question. So, first question, we'll go with Arpin Basu. Arpin, you're up.
Hey, Cole. Looking good. I guess you're happy to get a little sweat on here, but just wondering what you did during the week. Quarantine, and since you've been out of quarantine, if you've had a chance to kind of walk around and check out the city a little bit.
During the week of quarantine, I was lucky enough to have a bike and a couple weights, so got to stay in shape a little bit there, and obviously skating's a little bit different, but I've had two skates so far, and it feels good to get some sweat in myself, and I haven't got around outside yet, but I'm looking forward to it, so.
Joel said that he was talking to you once or twice a day during the quarantine, just without sharing exactly what he told you, what were those conversations like? What were they more or less about? And what were your first impressions of kind of dealing with him?
Yeah, I mean, he obviously knows what he's talking about. And he's someone that I want to just soak up all the information that he tells me. We were just having some Zoom calls about system stuff, and kind of some tips and tricks about, how to be a complete player in all three zones and stuff. And, I took a lot from it. I learned a lot. And, I'm excited to get going.
Just one more, if I can sneak it in. Just is there anything that jumps out to you that's particularly different just in the system talk from what you've been playing under Tony and in Wisconsin?
Obviously it's a different game. It's a pro style. A lot of details that are involved in this game, and I'm excited for the new challenge ahead.
Thank you, Cole. Next question, prochaine question, on va y aller avec Stéphane Leroux. Stéphane, c'est à toi.
Thank you very much. Hi, Cole. Maybe the first question would be, what do you think will be the biggest adjustment for you?
I think just the pace is obviously a little bit quicker. You just got to make decisions. And then 50-50 puck battles. You got to have a good, strong stick and find ways to win your 50-50 battles. So as long as you do that, you'll create time and space for yourself by winning your one-on-one battles. And obviously just skating all over the place, working hard, stopping on pucks and things like that.
It's still have 12 games in the schedule for the Rocket right now. Did you fix yourself any goals for what you want to accomplish this season? Not necessarily about goals and assists, but more like what do you want to improve in those 12 games you have in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I just want to, continue kind of the role that I'm on. Obviously, it's going to be a lot different, more challenging and stuff, but just adjusting to the play as fast as I can and find ways to create offense and just win at 50-50 battles. Like I said, I mean, that's going to be huge for me, personally. And I think once you win those, once you get the space, I think then I'll have more room to make plays and stuff. But for now, just keeping it simple and trying to win your one-on-one battles.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
Merci, Stéphane. Next question, we'll go with John Liu. John, you're up.
Morning, Cole. Just going to come right out and ask you, is Friday looking like the day that you're going to make your debut?
As of now, I'm pretty sure, yeah. I think I got a couple skates in my belt now. I feel a lot more comfortable. I'm just really excited to get going and play my first game.
What was the overall experience like from start to finish yesterday as your first practice with the team?
Yeah, I mean, obviously taking a week off isn't kind of what you want to do, and I just had to get my legs back under me as fast as I could. Had a good skate today. I feel pretty good right now.
Thanks, Cole.
Thank you, John. Next question, prochaine question, on va y aller avec Nicolas Landry. Nicolas, c'est à toi.
Morning, Cole. I'm not sure if you were able to watch last night's game from the Bell Center or on TV from your hotel room or whatever. What are your main takeaways from the game, and do you feel it helped you get a better grasp of what you can expect this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky enough to watch it in person for the first time, so I got to see it kind of ice level and stuff and see the pace. But, it's all about winning your one-on-one battles. They've been on a good run here. Obviously, it was a tough bounce last night that, led to a loss, but hopefully we can get back in another run like that. I loved watching him play last night and can't wait to be a part of it.
It was a very physical game. You're talking a lot about 50-50 battles and whatnot. Are you eager? You've been hearing about your size all your career, probably. Are you eager to test yourself finally and prove what you can do in that context?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously watching last night's game is very physical, and kind of talking to the guys a little bit, you kind of know what to expect. And I've kind of been dealing with it my whole life, so it hasn't been an issue, and I'm just going to continue to work hard at this challenge and do whatever I can to help the team win.
Okay, last one for me. Ryan Poehling knows a thing or two about carrying high expectations. I'm wondering if you guys connected since you got here and if he shared some pieces of wisdom leading to your own pro debut.
Yeah, I mean, I think all the guys have been pretty helpful towards me, just asking questions and, you know, them giving me the honest answers and stuff and really teaching me things that are going to be key for my first game and moving forward. So we got a great group of guys in here. And again, I'm just going to be lucky to be a part of it.
Okay, thanks.
Merci, Nicolas. Prochaine question, next question, we'll go with Jared Book. Jared, you're up top.
Hi, Cole. A couple of questions. You mentioned the team has been on a good run. Does it make it easier or harder to come into a group that's playing so well as the Rocket are right now?
You know, I think it's better. I mean, obviously, you want to go to a team that's on a roll, that's winning. And, you know, when you step in a lineup, you got to continue that. It's obviously a challenge. You got to do what you can to help the team win in any way possible. So, you know, there's a good vibe in the room right now. And that says a lot about, you know, this team's character and how hard they work. And, you know, every game, you know, I feel like they start 0-0. And, you know, every game they're trying to get on a run, no matter how many wins or losses they have. So it's been kind of fun to watch and fun to be around so far.
And when you came into the team development camp in 2019, there was, you know, obviously the coaching staff, Joel and Daniel were there. About a dozen players on the current Rocket were in that camp as well. How much is that familiarity, even though in a short camp, does that help you making the adjustment?
Yeah, seeing some familiar faces from a couple of years ago has obviously been a little bit, made it a little bit of an easier transition for me. They've been so good to me so far, and obviously I can't wait to get going to the games and stuff, but just watching them, you know, from afar, even from my room, you know, during quarantine, you know, they've been playing well, and obviously I just want to be a part of it and contribute any way I can.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jared. Next question will go with Grant McCagg. Grant, you're up.
Thanks. Congratulations, Cole, on becoming a pro. Are you able to have family attend your pro debut there on Friday, or is that just not possible?
Not that I know of. They're not making the trip. I know they bought the AHL subscription, so they'll be watching for sure. And yeah, obviously, I wish I could be there. It's a special moment for me and my family, but I know they'll be watching, and it's all good with me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. Next question, we'll go with Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thank you. Good morning, Cole. Can you just describe what it was like for you yesterday skating on the ice in the Bell Center for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, you look up and you're just in awe. I think it's a really surreal experience, you know, trying to just soak it all in. Even today, I was amazed. I think every time you step out there, you'll be kind of shocked. But it's a great place. Obviously, you wish there was a packed barn and the energy would be electric. But obviously, right now, you're just trying to play for your teammates and you know, play for yourself. So again, I'm really excited to get going, and you know, can't wait to play here one day.
And over the course of the last week, whether it was virtually or these last 2 days that you've gotten to take the ice with some of your teammates, what's just your general impression of how you've been welcomed and the chemistry that these guys have in the room?
Yeah, it's a tight group in here. I mean, I kind of felt that as soon as I walked in the room, and you know, they were very welcoming and very accepting of me. And you know, obviously, again, I'm just trying to soak up any information that I can from them. Again, they've been on such a good roll right now, and you know, they've been pretty excited to get going here in the next couple of weeks. But again, I'm lucky to be a part of it, and I'm just going to contribute any way I can.
Excellent. Thanks, Cole. Congratulations.
Thanks, Amy. I don't know if you guys have another question, but we'll circle back. We'll go back with John Liu. Do you have another question, John?
Yes, I do. Okay. Can you hear me, Cole? I'm on?
Yeah.
Cole, we've seen time and again over the years that high caliber prospects coming into the AHL before they make the jump to the NHL, that a lot of existing players in the A will try to take the prospects down a little bit of a notch, play them very physically, tough or even dirty. How cognizant are you of that possibility or probability going into your first game and moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously part of hockey. I think I had to deal with it this past year. You kind of know what to expect, but it's obviously a different game. It's a pro game. All these guys have been playing for a while. They're playing for jobs. So I'm looking forward to the challenge and going to work as hard as I can to overcome it.
Hello, Graham.
Yes, hello.
Yes, okay. Do you have another question for Cole?
Oh, sorry about that. Have you you have any inkling on who you might play with your first game? I guess it's pretty early, obviously, but has there been any discussion of that, or have you played with anybody yet?
No, I mean, obviously it's still up in the air. Not really sure, but anybody who I play with, I'm just going to try to play my game and keep it simple and help them out as much as I can. I'm excited to get going and just playing a game. My first pro game will be really exciting for me.
Did you have a say in your number, like 44? I know it's taken with the Canadians, and if you end up getting called up, it'll be a different number. But was that your decision to take 44? And if so, why?
No, I mean, I didn't really get a say, but it's not really important to me right now. I'm just trying to be the best hockey player I can and, do what I can to help the team win.
Thank you, Graham. And one last question for you, Cole. We'll go back to Arpin.
Hey, Cole. Also, I mean, Friday they're going to announce the Hobie Baker. What importance did you put on that? How do you feel about your chances and what would it mean to you to actually win that?
Yeah, I think it's a big thing for me. Obviously, it was one of my goals, going into last year. There's three great players up for the award. And again, just lucky to be, mentioned in for that award. I mean, it's the best player in college hockey, so it would mean a lot to me. And obviously, I'm excited to hear what happens on Friday. But, what's more important is I got a game during that time, too. So I'll be focused on that. But for sure, it'll be a big accomplishment, hopefully.
Be pretty cool if they announced it like on the scoreboard during the game, huh? and then you go out and score a goal.
Might be the wrong place for that.
Okay, thanks, Cole.
All right, thank you, Arpin. And thank you, Cole, for doing this today. That's it for you today. So thanks, everyone, for being here, and have a good one.
Thank you, you too.
Thanks.